Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This afternoon, the Michigan Board of State Canvassers certified the results of the November 8th election. It's widely expected that Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will ask for a recount, as she has in Wisconsin. She now has 48 hours to do so. Here to sort all of this out for us is our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Rick, what'll happen if there's a recount?
It'll be very dramatic. In all 83 counties and county clerk's offices, there will be elections bureau staff. There will be attorneys for all kinds of interest there, all piled in as they break the seals on the ballot storage containers.
Seals that were put in after they were counted on election
day.
Right.
And then they'll start comparing, ballots to, voter numbers, seeing whether or not a vote for president was read, because that's one of the things that the Stein campaign is saying, that there's this discrepancy, Zoe, between how many people voted and how many votes were actually cast for president.
And the issue is that when you look at the ballots, there's a little more than 84,000 of these ballots where the voter didn't choose a candidate for president.
Compare or that appeared to, not to.
Right. Well, and compare that to 2012 when it was closer in the 43,000 range, so about half. So what you're looking at suddenly is a doubling of folks deciding to vote for other choices. Let's say maybe, their congressperson, but then saying, nope, not on president. Now, the issue here, though, is how remarkable is that? Well, it's a larger number than 2012. But let's remember, too, that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have huge unfavorables. But what Jill Stein is basically saying is, hey, this is enough to raise some questions about whether or not, these machines read properly, a mark. Maybe a mark was missing. So this is one of sort of the red flags that they're talking about bringing it up.
Interestingly, this isn't about challenging the results of the election as so much as challenging how the ballots are counted.
The process.
And let's get that straight, because I think there's this idea that, when folks are going, well, they're not going to be able to find 10,700 votes for Hillary Clinton.
And change the outcome of the election.
And that's not necessarily what the Jill Stein campaign is doing. Rick, you talked to the national campaign manager for Jill Stein.
Mm-hmm. And he said that what we want to do is test the system. Mm-hmm. We want to see how accurate it is, because we don't know whether or not the votes are being accurately tallied. And that actually brings us to one of the claims that Republicans might use to try and stop this recount from going forward at all. Which is that Jill Stein is not a properly aggrieved party. What they could do is go to court and try to argue that, yes, she did lose in Michigan, and yes, Michigan's recount law does allow for a loser to request a recount. However, she's not going to change the result in her favor. And so what they might do is actually go and challenge her standing to request a recount.
She got 1.1% of the vote in Michigan. So Republicans could say, the law, again, as Rick says, you have standing, but really, you're not going to find 2 million
votes. You're not going to get what you want.
Yes, right.
So now, we know that last week with that New York Magazine article that broke the news that the Clinton campaign was talking to some computer scientists and other election experts, including one at the University of Michigan, about the potential for hacking to be involved in the election result. So how does that play into all of this? And is there any reason to suspect hacking?
Well, the Clinton campaign, that's basically why they're engaging, that they say that we did not request this. We don't think it will change the result. We don't have any evidence that hacking affected the result. However, we'll be there. We'll be in the rooms watching the recounts to basically check against that and see if we find any patterns that might suggest that there was something like that in play.
Now, look, I am not a computer scientist. I'm not going to begin to try to explain all the details of what these very smart folks are saying is a possibility. Of course, they are not saying this necessarily happened. But I do want to key in on one interesting note, which is all along what we've been talking about elections here in Michigan being that they are on paper ballots, and that you put them into machines that are not connected to the internet, and therefore it's safe, that these mm-hmm. couldn't be hacked. One of the arguments, though, that I think is interesting, and this, again, I'm not a computer scientist, I'm not going to read too much into this, but what these professors are saying is you can actually tamper with the machines well in advance, or that that's a possibility, that at some point you have to put memory sticks in, and if you were able to get into the computers that had the memory stick, and then you put the memory stick back into the main machine again. I put in here, not a computer scientist. But what they're establishing is it could have happened, right? That they think that it's enough, and there's enough interesting dynamics in counties like in Wisconsin where only paper ballots were used that they did see an uptick.
Mm-hmm. And the Green Party, the Stein campaign, says that one other reason to be suspicious is that the software that these optical scanning mm-hmm. voting machines use is proprietary, that it's secret. It belongs mm-hmm. to the company. And they say that Michigan and other states should be using open source software so any computer geek can go in and look at it and say, yeah, this is the way that it's supposed to be, or no, there's, you know, here's a weakness in the system.
So what you've got then, Cindy, are these you know, claims, and again, they are claims about the possibility that it could have happened, but then also that the closest vote margin between presidential candidates in the history of Michigan. So I really think you're seeing these two things kind of swirling together to come to this point of Democrats and the Green parties thinking, you know, this is why we need a
now
recount.
Now, we know the Clinton campaign certainly is backing the Wisconsin recount effort. Where are they in Michigan?
Well, they say they're watching it, and they're going to engage in Michigan as well,
and
to keep an eye on it, because they owe that to their voters. Voters and their supporters, and to just, you know, have another set of eyes on the process to try and find patterns if there are any to find.
And the Michigan GOP wants its eyes part of this as well.
You know what? Since last week on a lot of these mm-hmm. Listservs that I have seen emails from the Trump campaign and the Republican Party, the group MoveOn.org from the Stein campaign, all of them trying to recruit volunteers to go to the county buildings in every county in Michigan, all 83 of them, to keep an eye on this process.
What is this expected to cost in Michigan? If we go ahead and do this in Michigan, what kind of cost are we looking at?
$790,000 is sort of the estimated cost right now.
Which is on Jill Stein to raise.
Exactly. And this is where this kind of big raising of the money effort happened last week, where, you know, first it was going to be $2 million and then they reached $2.5 million, and it kept increasing. And it was so that the Jill Stein campaign could use that money. Although, as Rick and I have talked about, I mean, you know, on top of raising this money, the Green Party now has a huge database of information on, you know, all
people
of these.
People who donated, people uh-huh. who volunteered, and so does yeah. Move On, so do the Republicans yeah. and whatnot. But as far as the cost go, it's $125 per precinct. That's what the state charges. But they don't know over at the Bureau of Elections whether or not that's actually going to cover mm-hmm. the cost in its entirety.
And when we talk about timelines, my goodness, there's all kinds of movable pieces and the possibility of lawyers objecting. So could we expect this to drag on for a while?
Well, the election is supposed to be, you know, all the vote counting, it's all supposed to be wrapped up and official by December 13th. But we don't know what happens if they blow past that deadline. And then the next deadline after that is December 19th, when the electors will gather at the state capitol for a meeting of the Michigan Electoral College to cast those 16 votes.
What message is this sending to voters and to citizens? Could there be any unintended consequences that you see that could come out of this recount effort?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I think if you're a Republican and you are happy with the results of election 2016, you're saying, you know, the votes aren't there. This is a waste of time, a waste of energy, a waste of money. You know, Donald Trump won. Let's move on. I think if you're a Democrat, you're absolutely saying this is worth it. This is the slimmest margin that we've seen.
And not all Democrats, though.
No, but if there is a possibility of malfeasance or as something like that, that, then we're all in. And my guess, Cindy, is that if this is reversed, we would be seeing, you know, the other side saying the exact same thing. And this is how politics work. You know, you believe in something until it doesn't work for your side. And then suddenly, you know, you want to change. This is Donald Trump who, you know, weeks before the election was saying, you know, this election is rigged.
And I'll let you know if I'm going to accept.
And it just serves to cast further doubt on the result in the end.
Our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks,
Cindy. Always a pleasure.